Okay, it looks like I just connected. Do you see me? Looks like it worked that time.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101. To get on board, send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness.
To your host of the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, Pastor John Ward.
Praise the Lord, everybody. God is good. Man, so glad you are tuned in tonight. We see the folks tuning in on Facebook, and we're so glad that you are here with us live. We're coming to you from Toronto, Ontario. We're here on Facebook Live, as well as all of our wonderful friends on RealityRadio101.com. I just want to give a shout-out to Reality Radio. They're just a wonderful group of folks to work with, the producer, Gary, Mike, all the folks that are with Reality Radio 101. They're doing a great job. They're also keeping us healthy during this crisis. And what a time that we're in right now. So many are calling it unprecedented, and it certainly is in our time, but it's not unprecedented, and we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. I want you to know that whatever you're going through right now, whatever you're dealing with, there is an answer, and his name is Jesus. And he's given us a way through every single situation, and it's called faith. Faith is the victory that overcomes the world, and faith works by love, and God is love. He is our answer. He doesn't just have the answer. He is the answer. Praise the Lord. So glad you're tuned in tonight. We're going to talk about a lot of great things. I want to talk about the pandemic that hit the planet Earth about 118 years ago, called the Spanish flu. I also want to talk about these conspiracies that are popping up over the last few days. If you've heard about these conspiracies, send me an email. Tell me what you think. I'd love to get your opinion and hear what you have to say on it. And then, of course, Spirit of Faith Talk Radio, we're going to go to the Word of God and see what the Word says about it. And we need to starve our doubts in this season. We need to kick our faith up to another level, kick our love up to another level, kick our joy up to another level, praise God. And we can do that as we fix our eyes on the Master. We put our eyes on Jesus, the one who walks on waters, the one who heals the sick, who raises the dead, who opens blinded eyes, who cleanses lepers, the one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, the same man of Galilee that walked the seashores in Tiberias is the same man of Galilee who is seated at the right hand of God right now, and he is alive forevermore. Praise God. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the way and the truth. He is everything we need. And so we need to get our eyes off of the news. I mean, yeah, you need to know what's going on. You need to know, wash your hands. You need to know, what do I need to do? But at the end of the day, the most important is the good news, and it's called the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we need to get that word on the inside of us. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and pray here in just a minute. Get your Bibles out. We're going to read our foundation text, which, of course, is 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. I'm going to read it in the Passion Translation. You can follow along in whatever translation you have. I'd love to hear from you tonight. If you're a first-time listener or you have a Bible question, or a praise report, or you've been hearing all this stuff about these conspiracy theories and all this stuff going on, I want to hear from you. Let us know what's going on out there. Gary is in the studio. We're not together tonight because we're social distancing. I got a little studio set up in my own house. You can see us if you go to Facebook Live. But we'd love to hear from you. You can call us toll-free at 1-866-905-REAL. That's 866-905-REAL, toll-free in North America. If you're worldwide, it might be 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. You're there in Scotland or Israel or even Uganda, and you're awake this morning. You can call us toll-free as well, 866-656-5477. All the information is right there on Facebook. In the notes section, and it's at the bottom of your web browser if you're on realityradio101.com. Also, you can email us, instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. I'm telling you, I'd love to hear from you. Let us know where you're writing us from, or if you call us, we'll find out where you are calling from. And write in. If you're a first-time listener, let us know you're listening. If you have a Bible question, prayer request, you know about these conspiracy theories, we're going to get into it in just a minute. Write us tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go ahead and pray. We'll get right into the Word. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you glory and praise and honor. Father, we thank you tonight for your love and faithfulness. My wife, Cheryl, and I here in the studio, we join our faith together with each other right now and all of our viewers and all of our listeners on Reality Radio. And Father, you said that if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us. And if we know that you hear us, then we know we have the petitions that we have desired. We're asking tonight for utterance. We're asking for understanding. We're asking for wisdom. We're asking for direction. And we're looking to you for the answers. Father, thank you for using me and speaking through me. You said, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. Thank you, Lord, for quickening your word unto us tonight. And we give you praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and let's read our text in verse 13. What you got there? We got a shout out. Hello, Renee. You're not old. You called yourself old. You should have said O-L-E. You're my old paramedic partner from Michigan. I know you, Renee. I see you on Facebook many times, and I saw your pictures just recently that you were posting of the downtown area and how barren it is right now. Man, these are really different times. I give a shout out to John. John Chan, good to see you. Say hi to Kynan. And the family, Gilda's online, Veronica's online, Colin's online, Francesca, Renee, Luz. Did I say Veronica already? We've got a whole bunch of people listening and more tuning in. And then we've got all our folks listening on the radio. Let's read our scripture and we'll get right into it tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you once again for this word tonight. In Jesus' name. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13. And it says in the Passion Translation, we, having the same spirit of faith. How many know we need a spirit of faith in this hour? We don't need a spirit of doubt. We don't need a spirit of unbelief. We don't need a spirit of conspiracies. We don't have a spirit of fear. We need a spirit of faith. That is described in the scriptures when it says, first I believed, then I spoke in faith. So we also believe, then speak in faith. We do this because we are convinced that he who raised Jesus will raise us up with him, and together we will be brought into his presence. Yes, all things work for your enrichment, so that more of God's marvelous grace will spread to more and more people, resulting in an even greater increase of praise to God, bringing him even more glory. You know, the scripture says that where sin does abound, grace does much more abound. We find that in Romans chapter 5 and Romans 5:20 says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Praise God. And so, when there's trouble and there's trials and there's situations going on, all that means is we need more power. And that power is the grace of God. So right now, last night, a pastor sent me a message on WhatsApp. And I'm finding out that it's going around a lot. More and more people are getting it. And this message is a conspiracy theory. The guy's he's got a British accent. His name is Pastor Jonathan, but that's all he says. It's very cryptic, gives very little further information about his ministry. He lifts himself up and says that he operates in the gifts of the Spirit and the gift of the word of wisdom and in discerning of spirits. And then he goes on and he starts talking about the coronavirus and says that the coronavirus is really not the problem, but that it's electromagnetic waves or something to that effect that's causing people's lungs to have pneumonia and stop working. And he goes on and on about all this stuff. And he's got a few little things that sound very spiritual in there, several different spiritual things, but it's all connected to this conspiracy about, you know, how China is doing all this. And I don't know how many have seen it. If you've heard it, I don't mean seen it. If you've heard it, email me. Tell me if you've heard it. Tell me what you think about it. And I want to talk about that tonight because it's just, in my opinion, another conspiracy theory. Some of you out there, you've heard over the years, they've talked about the New Age and the New World Order and the Illuminati and all these different conspiracies about what's happening in the end time and how these different things are being controlled by these super rich men and they're part of the plan of the Antichrist and all this kind of stuff. And it's all talk, it's all conspiracy theory, but it's not Bible. So I want to read a verse here in just a second. Well, let's read it first, and then I'll take some emails. You can email us tonight at instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. And let's read tonight from Psalms 119 and verse 105. Psalms 119, 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Once again, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. So the psalmist here is saying that it's the word of God that he's looking to direct him and to guide him in everything that he does. But so many today are looking for answers on the outside. Listen, there's some information that we need to get from the outside, but answers don't come from the outside. The answers don't come from the CDC or Canada Health or any of these areas that are authorities, that are science, that are governments. That's not where the answers come from. That's information. But the answers come from the Word of God and the Word of God alone. Somebody shout amen. And so that's what the psalmist said. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. Right there in Psalms 119, it also says, at the entrance of thy word is revelation, or wisdom, or light, or understanding. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. One of the biggest questions that I had regarding this conspiracy theory audio file that I got on WhatsApp is there's no solid information. There's no facts to back up anything he's saying. It's just a whole bunch of, you know, I heard this and I believe this and this is what's happening and that's what's happening, but no facts, nothing. I Googled Pastor Jonathan. I Googled radiation. I Googled a whole bunch of stuff that he was talking about and nothing. Couldn't find anything about it, which tells us what? It's just another conspiracy, just another play to get people confused, pull people off into different areas, when what we ought to be doing is not listening to genealogies and fables and wives' tales and all this kind of stuff. What we ought to be doing is going to the book, going to the Word of God, period. Got some emails here tonight. If you'd like to write in, tell us what you think about this conspiracy stuff or if you've even heard about it. My wife was telling me that it's been on the news. My sister hearing a lot about it. and others. Pastor Chris Palmer was telling me it's all over social media. So there's a lot of this stuff that's going around that it's really not coronavirus, but it's some type of conspiracy with the Chinese government and all this kind of stuff. We got an email here tonight from our friend Helga. Helga says, hello, Spirit of Faith Talk Radio. Thank you very much for being on the air tonight. It's such a relief to hear your voice in these very scary and chaotic times. I can only imagine what folks back in Christ's days were thinking about as he told them that he would be leaving them, according to Scripture, but would return and then leave again. Very scary about what is happening today, but no different than, I suppose. Thank you for your show this evening, listening from Tulsa, Oklahoma, Helga. Man, so good to hear from you, Helga. Well, since you brought it up back in Christ's day, if you look at Acts chapter 1, and we find that Jesus is talking to his disciples right before he ascended up into heaven. And as he's talking with them, we'll pick it up here in verse 4. I'm reading out of the New Living Translation. And he says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of my Father, which saith he. Actually, I'm reading King James. I apologize. That you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? So they were looking at what they considered the signs of the times. They're looking at what's going on. Of course, it were difficult times. They were trying times. There were also joyful times because Jesus is right there in front of them alive. And they're thinking, okay, what's next? You're going to set your kingdom up now. But notice what he says to them next. He says, lost my place here. He said, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in all Judea, and in Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. So he said, don't be so concerned right now about the times, about what's happening, about the circumstances, about what Herod is doing, about what the other disciples are doing, about what the Sanhedrin, about what the Jews are planning to do. Right now, you need to be focused on what Jesus is telling you to do, what God is telling you to do. And he said, go to Jerusalem, pray, and stay there until you are endued with power from on high. They were all concerned about the kingdom coming, about what God was going to be doing. But Jesus said, don't worry yourself with that. That's in the Father's own authority. Right now, you just go and do what I told you to do. Sometimes we get so distracted by the things that are going on around us, but we need to make sure that we know what God is telling us to do in this hour. Praise God. We'll have more on that too in a few minutes, Helga. Got another email here tonight from our friend Steve, and it's entitled My Thoughts. He says, hey, Pastor, no conspiracy theory. China is so peed off at Trump, they released this biological warfare on the U.S. and the world to totally mess up the U.S. dollar, the world standard, the U.S. economy. It makes perfect sense. Oh, it sure does. And it affects the entire world. China has an excuse that it did not target the U.S. because, as they will say, it affected the world, not just the U.S. It is all lies. They hate Trump. You know, there's bits and pieces of this, of course, I would agree with, but the facts are not there. This is information. This is reasoning. This is, you know, I think this might be what's happening, but there's no proof or evidence. I mean, if there was evidence, don't you think that the intelligence departments would know that there was a biological warfare launched against the U.S.? They know when there's these cyber attacks that come against the country. And what do? They attack back. If there was a biological warfare launched against the United States, they would attack China. They would declare war on China. So it's a wonderful theory, but there's not evidence behind it. And what we're really, where we're going to find the answers is in the Word of God. Take a look here at Isaiah. This is a powerful scripture. Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 11. Listen to this. I'm going to read this verbatim now. Isaiah 8 verse 11. The Lord has given me a strong warning not to think like everyone else does. Did you hear that now? God is telling us that we are not to think like the world thinks. He said, don't call everything a conspiracy. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 8, beginning with verse 11. Don't call everything a conspiracy like they do. And don't live in dread of what frightens them. Make the Lord of heaven's armies holy, set apart in your life. He is the one you should fear. He is the one who should make you tremble. We shouldn't get caught up in all these conspiracy theories and all these ideas of what people say may or may not be. And we've heard all these kind of things before. How many years they've been talking about vaccines is they're just trying to put things in our bodies so that they can keep track of us or they can control us and all these lies. There was even a conspiracy a few years ago that I really believed to be true. And that is that vaccines caused, autism. And they have not to this day found one link or scientific evidence connecting it. But what we did in that season is because it seemed real. It seemed like it was true. And they did find out later that there was a preservative in the vaccines in Michigan called thimerosal, which was a mercury-based preservative, and mercury is deadly for children and for adults. And so that season where we decided not to get vaccines for our children, about 2-year season, they found out that the thimerosal had mercury in it. They removed it, and now they used a different preservative, and then we got our kids vaccinated. Vaccines save lives. There's H1N1 vaccines. H1N1 was the deadly disease that was also known, you can Google it, this is not a conspiracy, called the Spanish flu. And the Spanish flu was between 1918 and 1920, and it infected 500 million people. 500 million people got the Spanish flu, and 50 million people died of the Spanish flu. Can you imagine those numbers? I'm going to do the math here real quick on what that percentage is. But there's only 35 million people in all of Canada. And out of that 35 million, it would have wiped out this whole country. 50 million people died during that pandemic. Let's see, 500 million would be 0.00000, one more zero. 0.0001%. Is that right? So it's very low, even with that number. But can you imagine 50 million people died of the Asian flu? I don't know how many died so far, or not the Asian flu, of the Spanish flu. I don't know how many people have died so far of this. It's a few thousand. Italy has just been absolutely horrifically affected by this. Over 10,000 people have now died in Italy. Over 900 died just yesterday. And Spain is also being greatly affected. 55% of the cases in New York, in the U.S., are in New York. It's a pandemic. Praise God. But it's not unprecedented. I just gave you the numbers from the Spanish flu of 1918. And that lasted for 18 months. Of course, my wife Cheryl and I, we were talking about the Black Plague earlier of the 1300s. What I didn't realize is the Black Plague went on. It killed half of Europe, but it went on for 400 years. And it was a terrible bacteria that just wiped people out. And this is another one. If you go back to the early church had all kinds of disease in the early days as well. Not only did they have disease, they also had two major famines. They had Nero, who was killing people left and right. all these things have been going on for a long time. And so to think that this is the end, of course, James tells us very, very swiftly and very sternly. He says, let no man say that when he goes through a trial, that this trial comes from God, because God cannot do it. God does not bring evil, because God doesn't have evil to bring. Praise the Lord. All right, let's read another email. Did I finish Steve's email? Yep. Thank you, Steve, for writing tonight. Wallace writes in tonight and says, China, they hate Trump and democracy. They are a communist country. Trump put them in their place. He hurt them like a boxer hurts an opponent. China would lose billions under Trump to make America great again, which is the leader, which is what the leader should do. Take care of their own country first. Praise God. Got another email here. Thanks for writing. Got another email here tonight from Joe. Joe says, Pastor, please, your honest thoughts here. Are we here at the end of times? The world is doomed. Christ will be here soon. How soon? In our lifetime? Within 50 years? Thanks. So, Joe, I hit on this subject quite a bit. We call this subject eschatology, the period of end time events. And I talked about this last week. I talked about it more today in my church service. And we'll hit on it some more right now. You want to know what I believe. If you've been, those of you who have been listening to this radio show for the last 6 months or so, I've been talking about this on a regular basis, and I do believe that Jesus is coming. I believe we're in the end of the end times. Now, do I believe that coronavirus is somehow connected to or some type of sign, like a specific sign of Jesus is coming? No, I don't. I believe that Jesus laid it out very plainly in Matthew, and he called this the beginning of sorrows. And that's where we are right now. I'm going to pull it up for you. In Matthew, I believe it's Matthew 24. And if you have your Bibles there, you can take a look at it as well. Matthew 24, and let's begin with verse, the whole thing is powerful. Let's start with verse 1. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all of these things? Truly I say unto you, there shall not be one left here, one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. Then he sat down upon the Mount of Olives. The disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us. So they're not coming in private. They're like, okay, you're keeping the secret from everybody else, but don't keep the secret from us. You could tell us. Come on, we got a deal. You can tell us what's going on. They said, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of your coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So number one, if you listen to these conspiracy theories and you listen to all this other stuff and you let people deceive you, it's your own fault. You got to go to the book. Go to the word. Amen. Verse 5, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation's going to rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these things are the beginning of sorrows. And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. So all these things are going to happen, including pestilences and what we're seeing now. But these are birth pangs. Jesus went on to say that just like a woman has birth pangs and they increase before she gives birth, so shall be that the time before the Son of Man returns. They will increase and they will increase and they will increase. I don't think many of you have really, this number has not hit you yet. 50 million people died between 1918 and 1920. 50 million from the Spanish flu. 60 million people died during World War II, including almost genocide of the Jewish people, 6 million people. And in World War I, 47 million people died. These numbers, wars, rumors of wars, pestilences, famines. You know, what's happened in Rwanda, what's happened in Ethiopia, what's happened in these nations from famines and deaths and pestilences. None of these things are new. And Jesus said these things are going to increase more and more. But here's what he did say. He said, if you want to know the time, he said, you need to look at the fig tree. And the fig tree represents Israel. And Jesus talked about this, I'm pulling it up right now, in Matthew chapter, glory to God, 24, and verse 32, he says, now learn the parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. So likewise, when you shall see all these things, the beginning of sorrows, all these things increase, when you see all these things, and especially the fig tree, because the fig tree represents Israel. And Israel was a dispersed nation for almost 2,000 years. And it looked like it was dead. Even the prophet looked at Israel and said, these bones are dead. Can they live? And he said, son of man, you tell me, can these dry bones live? And he said, you know. And then he said, go prophesy to the dead bones that they shall live. And we saw in 1948 that those dry bones came alive and Israel became a nation once again under Ben-Gurion. And when Israel became a nation, the fig tree came alive. And notice what Jesus said, that when you begin to see these things come to pass, he said, so likewise, you, when you see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Matthew 24, 34, truly I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. So the generation that was born in that season of 1948, that was born in the 1940s, that was born during that time, that generation will not pass away till everything be fulfilled. We know that it was 2,000 years from Adam until Abraham, 2,000 years from Abraham until Yeshua, 2,000 years from Yeshua until about now. When the fullness of the Gentiles is come in, then shall the end come. You say, well, where is that? Well, let me pull it up here for you. The fullness of the Gentiles. And this is also Jesus talking. And he says here in, that's not it. Let Cheryl find it for me. Find the fullness of the Gentiles, and I'll come right back to it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the fullness of the Gentiles. Glory to God. I'll let her find it.
Tuning on board here with Pastor John, if you'd like to send us an email, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com.
Why don't you tell them about the next show that's coming on as well tonight?
Yes, our next show, folks, is called The Gospel Pulse with Vermont Cleghorn and Pam Perry. It's a wonderful gospel music show. It starts at 10 p.m. and goes to 11 p.m. So if you wanted to listen to some beautiful gospel music, The Gospel Pulse with Vermont Cleghorn and Pam Perry from 10 to 11 p.m. right here on Reality Radio 101.
Praise God. So actually, it's going to be Romans chapter 11. I thought it was Jesus, but I was wrong. Not the first time, won't be the last time. Romans 11, verse 25. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. So we are right now in what's called the dispensation of grace. We know that Jesus died first for the Jew and then for the Gentile. And Paul was called to the Jew and to the Gentile, but his main ministry was to the Gentile. And if you remember, he said, I'm going to shake the dust off my feet. He turned from the Jews and he turned to the Gentiles for the purpose of them receiving the gospel. And that's what God has been doing for the last 2 days. You say, what do you mean 2 days? The last 2,000 years. 2 Peter chapter 2 says, be not ignorant of this one thing, that a day to the Lord is 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day. So the last 2 days, God has turned to the Gentiles because he is the Savior of the whole world, not just the Jews, but every single person. Remember, there are three groups in the earth. You have the Jews, you have the nations, and then you have the church. And if someone was born Jewish and they get born again, they leave that group of the Jews and they join the church, which is God's will, that all become one in Christ. There is no difference in Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female. All are one in Christ. So we're in this time right now called the time of the Gentiles, the dispensation of grace, and we're coming to the end of it. Praise God. If you want a good book on the dispensations, I'll show it to you on Facebook. And those of you listening, you can write it down. It's called God's Plan for Man by Finis Dake. And he's got an awesome teaching in here about dispensations and about time periods. A dispensation really has more to do with a time of custodianship, a time of stewardship, a time where man is given a responsibility, just like Adam was. And of course, Adam threw that responsibility out the window and decided to break God's law. And when he did, all humanity died as a result. But thank God, even though all died in Adam, all are made alive in Christ. Hallelujah. Thanks for that great question, Joe. If you said within 50 years, I don't know. It could be. But we do know the scripture says in Matthew 24 that the generation that sees the fig tree come alive will not pass away till all these things be fulfilled. So I'm firmly convinced Jesus is coming. Do I believe that this time right now of this pestilence is a significant sign? No, it's another pestilence, and it's what Jesus said would happen. So don't be moved by it. Praise God. Let me read a scripture here real quick before we get to our next text message. Let's read a couple, or next email. Let me read a couple. Here's, write these two down for yourselves. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and we're going to read 1 through 3, and then we're going to jump to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. So 2 Thessalonians and 2 Timothy. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 says, now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming, exactly what Joe was asking about, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And let me just say this as well. Paul the Apostle is being used by the Holy Spirit to breathe these words out by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that all Scripture is God-breathed or given by inspiration from God. Inspiration has to do with breath. So it's the breath of God speaking through holy men to give us the scriptures, the holy truth, the uncompromised, unchanging word of God. Paul was he believed in the rapture. Paul believed in the imminent and soon return of Jesus. And so did all of the apostles. They all believed that, because remember when the angel said to them, why men of Israel, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus is going to return the same way that you saw him leave. And so what did they think? It's happening any day. It would just be a few more days. John was the same way. John said, beloved, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And he said that if we have this hope of the return of Jesus, the hope of seeing Jesus face to face, he said that we will purify ourselves. They believed in Jesus coming soon. And Paul was very much like that. When you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 to 19, you see that Paul's talking about the rapture. He's saying not all of us are going to die. Not all of us are going to sleep. The word sleep in the Greek there is the word necrosis. It's talking about the death to the tissue, death to the body. For a man or a woman who is a spirit. All of us are spirit. There's no death. When the Bible talks about death, it's not talking about death to the body. It's talking about eternally separated from God. When he talks about a believer dying, he says your body is going to go to sleep. That's it. And he says, if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God's going to bring them with him. And we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the air to meet the Lord in the air. Paul believed that Jesus was returning soon. But when he wrote that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13, many of them became shaken in spirit, shaken in their mind. They started thinking, oh, I can just, you know, go wait in a cave, or, you know, just go wait for Jesus. There was a man not too long ago, he wrote this song. His name was Horatio Spafford, and he wrote this song called It Is Well With My Soul. And he got off into error. He got off into reading some things in the scripture, and he thought Jesus was coming any day. So he bought some horses, sold all of his land, moved to Israel, went up on the Mount of Olives, and he was waiting there for Jesus to return. And he was on a horse so that when Jesus returned, he was already on his horse. Listen, we can get off into error if we don't stick with the Word of God and stick with what God has given us. God has given us His Word, He's given us His Spirit, and He's also given us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to do what? To help perfect us, to help us mature, and help us to grow. You know there were people that were trying to tell him, don't do that, that's foolishness, but he wouldn't listen to them. You know, God has put pastors in our lives because we need pastors. I'm a pastor. I've been a full-time pastor for 15 years, and my wife, and we're both pastors, yet we have a pastor. Our pastor is Bishop Keith Butler. You need a pastor. You need someone who can slap the spit out of you when you need it. That's in the words of my bishop. Praise God. So 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and he says, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering, that's what he talked about in 1 Thessalonians 4, the rapture together unto him, that you not be soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter as from us, because he wrote that letter in 1 Thessalonians, and they started to get confused. They started to get shaken in mind, shaken in spirit. As the day of Christ is at hand, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there first come a falling away. In the King James, falling away is the Greek word apostasia. It's talking about people who reject Christ. Now, we're seeing that all over. My wife Cheryl just brought it to me a few weeks ago about the folks that were originally involved in VeggieTales. And these guys, I listened to some of their podcasts. Man, they're so far out there, they don't even know what they're saying. They're talking about how they had a genuine relationship with Jesus, a genuine relationship with the Holy Spirit. And then they got off into evolution and off into all these other things, and it pulled them away from the purity of their faith and their relationship with God, which is exactly what the devil wants. He says, don't be shaken. Verse 3, let no man deceive you. Again, we just read what Jesus said. Now here it is again. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. 2 Timothy 4, verse 1, I solemnly urge you in the presence of God and Christ Jesus, who will someday judge the living and the dead. The King James says he will judge the quick and the dead. When he comes to set up his kingdom, preach the word, be prepared, whether the time is favorable. How many know right now it's not favorable, but we're still preaching even on Reality Radio and on Facebook Live. He says, patiently correct, rebuke, encourage your people with good teaching. For the time is coming when they will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. The King James says they will no longer endure sound doctrine. They will follow their own desires. See, that's why sound doctrine is so important, because when conspiracy theories come and all this other stuff comes, you need to bring it back to what does the Word of God say? Does the Word of God tell us that pestilences and famines and all these things are going to happen, that wars are going to happen? Does he say that it's going to happen? I mean, imagine the people during World War II. Imagine the 50 million people dead during the Spanish flu of 1918. They're thinking, man, this must be the end. Well, how about the Black Plague? Half of Europe dies. It must be the end. No, it's not. It's everything that was prophesied. Remember that the earth is dying. Remember that there is sin and the product and the result of sin in this earth. But the time is not yet. It's in the Father's hands. And when that time is up, we will know it. Praise the Lord. He says they will follow their own desires, and they will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itching ears want to hear. And that's one translation. But another translation says that the people will tell the teacher what he wants to hear. I guess that's what he's saying here. Verse 4, they will reject the truth and chase after myths or chase after conspiracy theories. But you should keep a clear mind in every situation. Don't be afraid of suffering for the Lord. Work at telling others the good news and fully carry out the ministry that God has given you. Praise the Lord. And so we're not to be moved by all this stuff. We're to stick with the Word of God, keep doing what God has told us to do, and let this be a season where we draw closer to God. Take full advantage of this time. Take full advantage of this time where you can spend more time with God. You can get up early and pray. You can then take a nap. Hallelujah. You got some extra time on your hands right now for most of us. Take advantage of it. Praise God. Ari writes us tonight, or Ari, excuse me. And Ari says, Pastor, biological warfare is real. Every country develops it. However, they obviously do not release it. It is researched and developed. China hates what the U.S. stands for and what freedom is. Trump hit them hard. China is livid. I'm sure you're right, Ari. And I know that biological chemical warfare is real. Many believe that George W. Bush lied about there being biological warfare, biological weapons in Iraq. But, you know, Saddam Hussein had committed genocide against the people that were there with chemicals. We know that Syria, what's his name? I can't remember his name right this moment, but that he committed atrocities with chemicals against his own people. So no, there's no question that they're real. Praise God. If you're asking me my opinion, do I believe that that COVID-19 is biological warfare? No, I don't. Do I believe that the Spanish flu is biological warfare? No, I don't. Do I believe that H1N1 and SARS was biological warfare? No, I don't. Do I believe the Black Plague was biological warfare? No, I don't. There's no evidence or proof of that. It's a conspiracy theory. So yeah, these things are real. Is that what's happening now? I don't believe it. But regardless, let me tell you this. Isaiah 54 says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue or diagnosis that rises up against us in judgment, we shall condemn it. So we're standing on the Word regardless of where it's coming from. Obviously, at the end of the day, these things that are happening are not from God. They are demonic. And I believe that even in the middle of this, God will protect his people. There's a great article that you can Google. Give me the name of that article. Pull it up, the one I sent this morning on what the early Pentecostal church did during the Spanish flu. And you can Google it and find it. It's a really good article. Maybe somebody out there, it's on my Facebook page. We can post it here in the side. And they talked about in that article about many missionaries had died and believers died during that time. But also, there were many believers that believed in healing and believed in protection and believed in Psalm 91 during that time, and they were saved. And so many of them got the H1N1, which they called back then the Spanish flu, but they recovered from it. And so many today that are getting this coronavirus are recovering from it. So just because you get it doesn't mean you have to die from it. You need to stand on God's word that says no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Stand on God's word, 1 Peter 2:24, that by his stripes you were healed. You can recover from this. And we really should be praying for one another during this time. Praying for the healthcare workers. Praying for those that are in grocery stores. Praying for those that are putting their life on the line, that are in essential businesses, that are serving humanity and serving us. I've seen some awesome clips. You know, for example, there was one I just saw tonight, Pastor Chris Palmer sent me, from some New York nurses, and they're in there speaking the word, pleading the blood, singing songs. I mean, there's some Holy Ghost believers out there standing on the word of God, regardless of the circumstances, and they're going to work, they're serving the people, and it is awesome to see, and that's what we should be doing during this season. Not backing up, but pressing on. This article I'm talking about was in InfluenceMagazine.com. And you can just Google this, how Pentecostals responded to the 1918 Spanish influenza pandemic. How Pentecostals responded to the 1918 Spanish influenza pandemic. It turns out that the gentleman that wrote this just got his doctorate degree. He's in the same PhD program that our friend Chris Palmer is in. Praise God. And so some of them got sick, but a lot of them recovered. And just because you get this thing does not mean that you have to die. Praise the Lord. You know, David had a time in his life when he was very sick. And he was sick because of some choices that he made. He committed adultery. And the Bible says that he got a venereal disease, that his loins were burning, and he was in extreme pain. He had a disease in his genitals, and he cried out to God, and God had mercy on him, and God delivered him from that. Just because you're sick doesn't mean you got to die. God is the healer. I said Jesus is the healer. Praise God. Jamie's emailing us tonight, and Jamie says, hi, first time listener from Durango, Colorado. Bless you. Bless you, Jamie. Great to hear from you. Praying for your safety and your protection. Psalm 91 over you. In Jesus' name. Bryce says, Pastor, sometimes proof takes time. The intelligence services around the world will not make the mistake again that they did regarding the Gulf War. Believe me, devilish thoughts are here for the evil people, for retaliation, for anything that is good, and freedom is good. Yes, it is, Bryce. The U.S. is good. Trump is good. Communism is bad. China would be hurting with all these new import-export laws. Oh, they are, for sure, that Trump has imposed. They want retaliation. That's true. But just because they want it, just because they could do it, does not mean that coronavirus is a conspiracy. And I believe that we should stick with facts, and we should stick with evidence, and we shouldn't be spreading rumors of conspiracies that are not fact. It's dangerous territory, and it's not necessary when we already know that Jesus told us that these days of pestilence would come. Mike emails us tonight. Mike says, Pastor, is God letting us down now? Can you imagine literally the billions of prayers being sent to him, and this virus is out of control? The devil is winning. Number one, Mike, God bless you, and I love you, Mike. The devil is not winning. The devil is defeated. He has been put down, made an open shame of. He's been stripped of all of his power. His teeth have been ripped out. He's got no power, Mike. The devil is totally defeated. And what's happening right now is nothing that Jesus didn't tell us would happen. So don't think for a minute that the devil is winning. Don't think for a minute that God's not answering prayers. That's a lie from the pit of hell. If you want to believe it, then you can be deceived. But it is not the truth. The truth is that God is exalted. The devil is defeated. Jesus is Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and he is coming back. He who was, who is, and shall return. So don't be moved, and don't think that the devil is winning. That's an absolute, catastrophic, ridiculous, preposterous lie. Praise God. I love you. Next email here tonight from Claudette. Claudette says, Pastor John, this is not a conspiracy theory of Martians and Area 51 with aliens. Come on. Simple biological warfare. Very hard to prove of origin. That is why it is a perfect crime. The U.S. will take years to recovery. Well, so will the whole earth. The whole world is suffering from this. And people people will blame Trump for the economy falling at the next election. The world wants him out. Listen, they're not just going to blame Trump. They're going to blame God. We just read an email about that. People are going to blame anybody they want. But what we need to do is have truth in this hour. And we need men and women of faith and men and women of God who are bold enough to go to the Word and preach the Word only, not preach what you see, what you feel, what you think, what other people are saying. That's the issue I have. If it is biological warfare, then we'll find out that it is. Right now, all we know is that it is a virus, just like H1N1, just like SARS, just like the Spanish flu, all of these that killed millions of people. Bubonic plague, that was a bacteria. All these different things are not conspiracies. These are real sicknesses and diseases that killed millions of people. The Spanish flu of 1918 killed 50 million people. Praise the Lord. I got another email here tonight from our friend Ray. Ray says, thanks, Pastor, for tonight. A breath of fresh air. Thanks for all your prayers. I think I got a couple people mad at me, but if they love Jesus, they'll forgive me. Praise God. I hope that God is listening. People are losing hope. Well, listen, you got the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio every week. I'm trying to get my wife on here. She will feed you with faith. She will fill you with encouragement and hope and joy. So if you'll join your faith with me and pray, hopefully she'll be on here real soon. No pressure. Praise the Lord. What'd you say? She loves when I put her on the spot. Ray writes us tonight, good evening, Pastor. No matter what you try to preach this evening, I feel most listeners are just obsessed with the virus. I love your work. As I try to listen every week when I can, prayers to all of you at the radio show to keep your show and the others on the air. Kudos to all of you. Ray from Regina. Oh, man, God bless you, Ray. Thanks so much for writing tonight. Got another email here tonight from our friend Ron. Ron says, Pastor, is there any direct scripture in the Bible that relates exactly to what we are seeing now? A sickness, a virus, a cure, the result. Just like I read here a minute ago, Ron, about what Jesus said and that these things would happen. And also I quoted 1 Peter chapter 2, that by his stripes we are healed. I quoted Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against us will prosper. We spent time last week in Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will save the Lord. He's my refuge, my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. 1,000 will fall by my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but it will not come nigh thee. Only with our eyes will we behold and see the reward of the wicked. No plague shall come nigh your dwelling. No evil shall befall thee. These are promises we have from God's word, that even though this trouble's going on, God will protect us. I encourage you to read Psalm 91 tonight and read Psalms 46. Praise God. One last email tonight here from our friend Susan. Susan says, Pastor, what is your church's website? It is wordoffaithtoronto.com. wordoffaithtoronto.com. Susan, you can listen to any of our messages, including today's message, free of charge by going to our website, wordoffaithtoronto.com. You can also go to our radio website, the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio.com. You can also go to our Facebook page, which is WOF.Toronto. Facebook.com/WOF.Toronto. And we have all of our messages also on there. And anything we can do to help you, you can email us by just going to our website, spiritoffaithradio.com. Spiritoffaithradio.com. Man, it's been such a pleasure to be with you all tonight. We want you to know from Cheryl and I how much we love you. We appreciate you listening every week. This is a rough time right now, but we're going to come through this because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God says, I am the Lord. I don't change. He is the same, and he is with us. He says he's a very present help in the time of trouble. Until next week, know that we love you. We're here for you. Remember that God is exalted, the devil is defeated, and Jesus is Lord, and keep fighting the good fight of faith.
Thank you for listening to the Spirit of Faith Talk Radio with your host, Pastor John Ward, right here on Reality Radio 101.
That's just real. You can hear all that? The whole time? Turn it up. You hear it now? That's just because it's delayed.